God, free us from past hurts and fill us with the colors of your love. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim, Patrice.
Patrice is back. How are you?
I'm good.
How you been? It is torture going through these Hollywood stories without you, I gotta say.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we're like...
Well, because you don't care.
It's not that. Like, you figure... There's so many gossip sites, right? And you figure you just... Everyone's so interested in gossip, it would just be right there, clear in front of you, and you're like, what is this? And I gotta go through.
You know, it's like a big game of telephone, because you have the big boys, the key players, and then you have people, like the trickle-down effect, and then the story starts getting fragmented and less of the actual story.
See, doesn't that sound like work? Mm-hmm. No, thank you. We're very happy to see you again. I'm sorry that you've been having to do some
slavery.
Major work.
Yes.
We also have Sexy Potato in the room. Hello, Sexy Potato. She's not mic'd, but I wanted to say hi to her because I feel bad how much work I just dumped on her. So she's awesome.
And I don't want to ruin your game or anything, but you got a nice new computer.
I'm almost jealous.
Yeah,
congrats.
Almost.
I would be jealous, but it's a Mac.
So thanks to everybody.
Macs are delightful. Hater.
We're not going to take phone calls today. I've been hearing the little popping in the sound that has been bothering me. I have some kind of dog hearing that I can hear when things are wrong. So I'm not going to run the phone, but we did get a laptop ourselves today that we're going to use only for the sound that we're excited about. So we'll try that out on Monday. We're not going to do a Friday show, but we will see you in Boston on Saturday. And that's when we'll be using the new laptop. Do you want to say real quick where we'll be at in Boston, of course?
Cantab Lounge, cantab-lounge.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get over there at 8 o'clock. The show's going to start at 9. After us, Merritt's going to go on. You can check them out at gomerrittgo.com. That's November 11th.
Very good. I am excited. Sad news, though, is in. What was that?
I was just going to say, I'm excited also. I just I get a little anxious when I have to pack.
Yeah, I have to do laundry.
Do you get anxiety?
I have to do laundry in the morning, and I'm like, but what do I wash?
See, we just wash everything because we send out for
washing. Too easy. Oh, no, I do too, but that's too easy.
Yeah, we send out for washing, and then because they pack it up so nice, I'm like, and all the underwear. I don't care how long the vacation or the whatever time is, all the underwear goes. Keith needs 20 socks just in case he feels a little sweaty in the sock department.
I always buy an extra toothbrush.
We have like...
I don't like wearing... I might change my underwear and socks 2 or 3 times a day.
That's right. You're in a new city. Something could happen.
Yeah, it's... Well, yeah, I'll probably take 10 pairs of underwear for a night.
Right.
A night and a day.
We go to jobs. I'll do like a clown job with him, and I will pack an extra pair of socks and underwear, and he'll be like... And after the job, he'll be like, oh, I wish I could take off my socks and say, ding! And all of a sudden, I'm the best girlfriend in the world because I remember he's crazy.
So now in the glove compartment, see these? I'm done with them.
You're done?
I'm done all day.
Like tissues.
Once you take off socks, you also can't put them on. You don't realize they're gross until you put them back
on. Yeah, because they're shaped like your foot now.
Right.
And they're also
they're
like kind
like
of...
Socks.
Not as dry as before.
Yeah. Well, you
no
girls are very
are.
Nice and accommodating today. Thank you. The times was right. Thank you, baby. You are accommodating.
Also, the funniest thing is Keith just cleaned, but every once in a while you'll see like a pile of socks right next to him because all day long he's just switching socks.
Right. So anyway, here's the sad news. And of course, Keith, but we are taking feedback. KeithandTheGirl.com/feedback if I didn't mention that. Ed Bradley, the longtime 60 Minutes correspondent, whose probing questions and deceptively relaxed interviewing manner graced some of that show's most notable reports, has died. He was 65 years old.
He was sick, right? But nobody knew it?
He had leukemia.
Leukemia. Did you know that before you heard that he died?
No. I think he kept it to himself. But he passed away at Sinai. He had his spleen removed and died from complications? And all that stuff afterwards.
Yikes.
Bradley died Thursday. Today, New York's Mount Sinai Hospital of Leukemia, Bradley joined 60 Minutes during the 81-82 season after 2 years as White House correspondent for the CBS News and 3 years at CBS Reports. His reporting over the years won him a Peabody Award, 19 Emmys, and a Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award, among many others. He was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Association of Black Journalists. That doesn't seem fair, but
there's
okay.
Only four of them.
His most recent Emmy was for a segment about the reopening of the 1950s racial murder case of Emmett Till in Mississippi. Katie Couric, in announcing the death of Bradley on CBS, described him as, quote, smooth, cool, a great reporter, beloved and respected by all of his colleagues here at CBS News. Definitely not NBC or ABC. They despise him, and if you liked him, you should despise those stations as well. Excuse me, this just in.
Uh-huh.
A report from Andy Rooney.
No, yeah. Did he really?
And the tops and bottoms, as though it were, what do you call it? The headers, the bottom,
and
like the stationary.
Oh.
Tick, tick,
fade
tick,
in.
Tick.
Fade in.
Tick, tick, and ending tick, 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 tick.
No.
Very nice. So here's what he says. Obviously, I'm not going to attempt to do his voice at a moment like this.
Wildgift says, pity it wasn't the fuckhead Andy Rooney.
Everybody would have had... That guy has to be on some people's death pool.
Yeah, but we need him.
I believe
him.
He might actually be dead.
Right.
Just a shame to talk about it.
We need his commentary.
Well, here's what Andy writes.
What does he write about socks?
Maybe it's just me, but I don't understand death. We live, we do some things, we die. What does this all mean? When I was growing up in Albany, New York, many people died, but I still didn't understand it.
Shut up, shut up, shut up. These are not real words from Andy Rooney.
Now they tell me that some black guy with a white beard who works on this show somewhere died today. I really don't understand what they meant by show or by black guy. But what I will say is that someday they will let me out of this closet and I will be able to get back to my roots as an Albanian. That's Albany, New York, not Albania, the country. And why can't I get a decent hamburger anywhere these days? With all the fast food around, you'd think that they would be able to make a burger. I like cheese on my burgers. Swiss cheese, cheddar, and American cheese. Although they tell me American is a cheese-flavored product. What does that mean? Anyway, apparently Ed Bradley led a long and full life, and I'm glad that he was able to break some barriers on television. Maybe one day he will get as lavish a closet as I have. Well, let's not go crazy. He may be black and have a beard, but he is no Albanian with a good American cheeseburger. I don't think I'll ever die, but if I do, I will still continue to report to you folks, Andy.
Oh, my God. You let me fall for that.
I don't know how anybody
I
can fall for
every
that.
Every moment that
you don't think he could have just said that.
Andy Rooney just wrote in to Keith and the Girl.
No, not to Keith and the Girl. I thought he maybe posted something.
Right. 60 Minutes comes on Sunday.
So?
Well, tick, 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 my old friend.
No, there's the website and everything. Yeah. Are you drinking wine and Coke?
It's called Bambuca.
It's called shit.
Whatever.
That's actually horrendous.
It's a lovely Nero d'Avola, but...
Why do I have to try it again now? May I?
Yeah, I did this last time. You tried it.
Last time. He's so annoying with that because I'll be eating something that I really want, and I got like 4 bites of it.
Last I heard, he doesn't have AIDS. So,
Is it still gross, babe?
Yeah, it actually is. The Mexicans like that too, right? It's disgusting.
Are you calling me Mexican?
He said also. But no, I'll buy something that
it was
adore.
Okay if you would me Mexican.
If it tasted better. They would put it in the wine and save money.
It's probably because it's Diet Coke, but with...
No, okay. That's not an excuse.
Right.
But anyway, I'll buy something that has about 4 bites to it. And Keith goes, what do you have there? And I'm like, something that you have proved in the past that you despised. You put it in your mouth, you spit it out, you said, ich.
They might have cooked it different.
Can I try it? No, you hate it. And you hate it.
I have to remember.
I will give it to you, but
you hate it.
You
know what that is? Things a chance.
That's a product of growing up with a lot of kids in the house. You have to get a bite of everything.
I would think you would just snatch it and
because as a sibling thing, my brother does that. What's that? What does that taste like? It's fucking cheese. You know what cheese tastes like.
You're absolutely right. Quick news. We're proud of it. Alexa, our Alexa numbers, alexa.com.
Yes.
We did not yet pass, I believe, right? We didn't pass 25,000 yet. That's what we're all excited about. That's going to be the big mark. I think the last mark was 30. Or was a 50,000 that we were proud of?
Something like
regardless.
That.
Regardless. Anyway.
We are at 25,981. So we're very close. And we decided that once we pass the 25,000 mark, we're going to take ourselves out.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
Now, what does that mean? Where are you going?
I don't know. But
wherever they'll let us out for our media
game. I want to do some kind of big New York thing.
You can meet
for
me
the show.
You can meet me at
really?
Hero later.
Yeah.
Hero's my new spot for dancing on tables. I did that on Halloween when I didn't end up meeting up with you guys. I got there and there was a Nigerian doorman and
is that
guys
a Japanese
in,
place?
In no, Hero Ballroom's in the bottom of the Maritime Hotel. I got there after I came down to Mercer and came back up. By the way, clusterfuck with the parade. But the Girls Gone Wild crew was there.
Nice.
At Hero Ballroom.
Did you see titties?
So the fattest cat woman ever take her shirt off and I nearly passed
ew.
Out. But
that is not nice.
No, that sounds...
Anybody can't be a sexy
and
whatever.
And honestly, I did not do sexy. There was no sexy in front of my costume for Halloween, but honestly, it was the fattest cat woman I've ever seen.
Just oh, God, that's pretty fat.
Unleashed her breasts at people. And even the crew was like, oh... Okay, happy Halloween.
Yeah, Girls Gone. Oh, never
this.
Mind. Never mind.
Like, we almost don't need you to sign it because we're not using it.
Yeah, yeah. No, ma'am, you don't have to sign. But I could sue if you use me. Okay.
Yeah, okay. just sign it. Just, you know,
sure,
what? So
sign
you
it.
Feel like you had a good right. night, sign it.
And she keeps trying to give the paper to him all night. She's like, here, I signed it. Yeah, okay, hold on. We're filming Hot People.
But
no, please. And then runs off in the street. You forgot this. Oh, Christ. Okay.
The funniest thing is that they have a 5-man film crew. The guy holding the camera, the guy responsible for the releases, the boom mic guy, another sort of wrangler guy to get people, you know, that are going to scream woohoo in the background sort right. of out of the way. And then one guy that holds a boom box. That plays the Girls Gone Wild music.
Shut up.
You gotta get in the mood. You gotta get in the mood. You can't dance to nothing.
That sort of islandy steel pan.
So you feel like you're on vacation, you could do whatever?
That is his job. And I shit you not.
Thank God you stopped.
You know, it's only like 2 minutes long. He was pressing the back button.
He was rewinding it?
He was pressing the back button on the CD to start it over.
They couldn't figure it out.
And all I could think of was chicken dance. But no, that's just me. But yeah. So Hero Ballroom's a new spot. I'll take you guys to Hero if you break 25.
So explain to Alexa real quick. Alexa keeps track of the rankings.
Basically,
of
how many of where you rank in the entire world on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So, number one is Yahoo.
Number five is MySpace. So
six,
all the
YouTube. It makes sense.
Now, we don't expect to be in the top 10 because those are things that people
but
really need.
But what can
need.
You reasonably break as an independent site that's
not
run by a corporation?
Well, let's compare to something like we've checked out Howard Stern type of thing, and he's like 1,000 or 2,000 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we hope to eventually break 10,000.
Right,
and then we'll be like, okay. So Alexa basically takes your average of 3 months, and that's your Alexa number. So right now, our Alexa number is 25,000 something.
Right.
And that's an average of 3 months. Now, Patrice, you got me hooked on this. You said
don't
that,
give Enda another thing to watch.
You know why
live,
I do it?
KeithandtheGirl.com/live. She watches the live orders, the store. This, I mean, there's like five numbers.
You know what?
Lulu.
You know
now
what?
She's got
I now watch. How
there's a reason I had to do it. The reason I even brought it up is that with my site, with me working a lot more lately, I don't post as often. So, of course, my number's going to fluctuate. So if I look at my 1 week number, it's always going to be off, or the week that it killed me, it was the week that it was a little bit less. But if you look at the dailies, the day that I post, it shoots up. So I look at the daily rank.
Correct.
As opposed to the weekly rank.
Right, and you told me this, and I'm like, you can watch your daily
right.
rank. And then I promised Keith I wouldn't be obsessed
I'm
with
sorry.
It. Every day. I'm
and
like,
you
what's
guys,
our daily rank?
You broke 100,000, so you have the daily, and then you have the 24-hour, or some other weird little statistic I don't get, because I think mine is like 500 and change thousand, and then the other one will fluctuate. The highest that my daily's ever been is 4 and change.
Booyah
so
4
and change versus 5 and change, that's a better sort of
right.
comparison for me.
So now that I'm obsessed, I watch the daily, and our daily is around usually 20,000 as opposed to
mm-hmm.
what we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually our daily is that much. Yesterday, our daily
it's
dropped.
It's still today. We
oh,
checked in the
also.
Middle of the night. So you can check this at alexa.com.
Oh, God, you're not at the middle of the night. See, I know that it refreshed. I shouldn't even tell you this. All the numbers refresh, the status, as far as I've figured out, somewhere between Friday night and Saturday morning.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
The weekly numbers do.
So anyway, so yesterday
we're out and about in the town. Let's just stop
on.
Into a cafe.
Well, no, not even you have the Palm phone
no,
now. You
good.
Can check it on your phone.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to anymore.
So anyway, so yesterday I noticed there was a significant drop in our daily. It went down to 12,000 something.
But that's the daily. You can't.
Okay,
totally.
but we've
and
never
we're fair
reached
to that, and we don't count that. We're not acting like that's
right.
the number to
it's
celebrate.
It's just a good barometer.
It's just interesting, yeah. That it was at 12,000. So we look at something. You're like, what do you compare to? And we looked at something. So we typed in podshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
There are 13,800
yep. for that day.
For that day,
right?
So we were at 12,000 something. There are 13,000 something.
Keith and the girl. Which is good, I have to say, but ain't no Dawn and Drew.
Are we Dawn and Drew now, Adam?
Until they...
Are we Dawn and Drew now?
No, we're not. We're better, and he knows it, and that's what his actual thing was saying.
I don't do
hey,
anything.
Hey, Adam Curry, you want to join my network?
Oh, shit.
You don't got to sign nothing. You just got to be nice.
Then he doesn't want to join.
You
got to
be a nice person. Until they incorporated it to be the whatever dot... podshow.com for all their shows, I was beating Dawn and Drew for the longest.
Oh, really?
And I don't do nothing. Y'all are in there, your little barn every day talking and cackling and shit, and I don't do nothing. I post once a week with some titties and some dirty pictures, and I was kicking your ass.
We shouldn't destroy you because Brittany got a divorce.
You know?
And
me
then
and K-Fed kicked your ass.
But there it is. There's your thing. With over 1,000 shows.
That's what he claims, right? Over 1,000 shows signed up to Podshow, which means that it would be the name of the show, .podshow.com, so all the traffic from these shows are going to that site.
23 million people gave them. we have more page views than you. That is a fact. That is where advertisers go to put up ads. Oops.
Now that
Keith
we
and
have
the girl. Which is good, I have to say. But
thank
hey, you know, Dawn and Drew.
No, it's not. No, it's not. What do I? What does Keith want? An apology, Adam. I just want an apology.
There's nothing.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're doing okay. I'll take that.
There's nothing worse than a requested I'm sorry.
And you can also, it also be BW. Brian Ward took a picture of it. It's also on the forums under TalkShite, our site side by side. Hey, hey, who got a pod show tattoo recently? You jackass.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Is that that person's coming to Boston, right?
Who's this?
The tattoo person.
No,
those were rumors. No.
No.
Apparently you can't believe everything on the chat.
That's terrible.
I think I misunderstood. I think they were talking about maybe they're going to go to the April 15th show.
Oh, the April 15th.
I got confused.
I thought they were coming to Boston.
A lot of events. Don't get confused by the events, too. November 11th, Saturday, we'll be in Boston. November 18th,
yes.
DVD screening in New York. And then far from now, April 15th in New York.
There was some confusion about the DVD screening.
Just focus a show at a time. This Saturday, we'll see you all in Boston, and we'll kick it hardcore.
Yep.
We have Patrice here, so let's get into the behind the scenes right away that most people don't know about the Britney Spears divorce.
Keith, girl, there's so much going on. Okay, I'd just like to say that yesterday I received, I was at work, I received about 5 phone calls, and then they announced it on the intercom in the office.
What? About Britney?
It's a media office, so it almost makes sense. But let's just jump in.
All right.
She's folding up her sleeves and everything.
She's ready.
No, there's a lot. Actually, I have another set of notes. But Britney, as we all know, filed for divorce from her husband of about 2 years, Kevin Federline. Mm-hmm.
FedEx.
Yes. That's the most clever of them all. Mm-hmm.
The Post will have it on the cover tomorrow. They've been the best. The Post actually killed me yesterday morning. Britney is Splitney.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
But she filed November 6th from New York, but the papers were filed in California. She actually faxed her signature back to L.A.
You
got to
hurry up with that
final
shit.
And then that night, Kevin Federline was actually performing at House of Blues, and he said, "Hey, I see a lot of fine ladies in here. You know I'm a free man, ladies, right? You know you want to dance with a pimp."
Oh, my God.
I don't want to dance with a pimp when the pimp gives you 2 kids automatically.
Right off the bat.
Just off the top, you get 2 kids.
When he just finished giving a kid to somebody else.
And it turns out that he was actually talking with a divorce lawyer by the name of Mark Kaplan about a month ago about a divorce and decided not to go forward, but Britney beat him to the punch. Turns out that Britney actually text messaged him that he wanted a divorce. And I'll do you one better. In this world of video cross internet, it turns out that Much Music, which is a music channel out of Canada.
Now, do I understand? Did I hear somewhere that they were supposed to meet up and talk about the marriage and he didn't bother showing up?
They were supposed to meet and have dinner a week ago, last Thursday, in New York, and he actually stood her up, and there's video up of that as well. They ended up staying in separate hotels in New York when they were both in New York.
I'm sorry, there's video of her being stood up?
Yes. But
these guys are sick. These guys are sick.
There's video of her in the restaurant waiting for like an hour, crying with a girlfriend, and then finally deciding to leave the restaurant.
What do you have to break an Alexa to get that kind of attention? That's retarded.
By the way, Kevin Federline, Saturday night, due to balls. But performance at Webster Hall was due to balls. There wasn't any more than like 200 people there. It was
I'm sorry, what's
bullshit.
Worse, due to balls or poop?
Due to balls.
No.
What's
I
more
mean,
disgusting
as
to
the
ears?
Yeah.
The P word. No,
poop?
The P word. Due to balls is silly.
It
was just due to balls. No, poop is kind of nasty, but whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Where was I? Yeah, they have video of that. But it turns out that he was doing a
Isn't
live...
Isn't that funny? 200 people. And how many of those people, like you, just went for the, what do you call it? Cringe factor, the curiosity.
Myself, like many other people there, did not pay for their ticket.
Oh, there you go.
No, I didn't pay for... I wasn't paying Kevin Federline $20 for anything. But...
Oh, by the way, I got a report on the Don and Drew show. They did a live show in Texas, I heard.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Whose barn did they do that out of?
I heard 8 people showed up.
How many weren't relations?
And no joke, they flew pod show people down there to fill the crowd.
And it wasn't even full, though.
And it wasn't full. What I heard. Just something I heard.
Oh, interesting. No,
that's terrible.
Who'd you hear from? Is it somebody that went there?
Oh, it was actually somebody that did go there.
Oh,
who went for the cringe curiosity
factor. Well,
that factor.
Wasn't smart. There was only 8 people. They'll figure you out soon enough.
Hey, girl. Which is good, I have to say, but ain't no Dawn and Drew.
That's true.
What did I say about his tone of voice? That's what I don't like, is his tone of voice.
His tone of voice, right.
And his hair.
That laugh. That fake laugh. Did you really crack no, yourself up? I mean, I'll be honest. I've heard of them. I'd no longer call them Ken and Brenda.
Phyllis and Ted.
Well, we're here now, sir.
Where are they? In Connecticut? But film, a music channel by the name of Much Music in Canada was actually letting KFED
Much
perform.
Music.
Much Music.
Right.
You get it on your cable.
She was on it. Hemda performed on the Much Music.
Well, Hemda's been everywhere. Right. On Much Music, he did a performance, and they were doing like a MTV-style diary, videotaping him in between the performance and another little live package they were taping. And they actually have the moment where he sort of looked down at it because his phone went off or whatever.
Shut up.
He looks down at his phone. He does a whole fidgety, oh shit kind of thing. Takes off his mic for 20 minutes.
I'm Sarah Taylor. Welcome to Much News. After
video.
2 years of marriage, Britney Spears has filed for divorce from Kevin Federline, citing irreconcilable differences. According to People magazine, Britney filed the divorce papers on Tuesday. However, Britney listed Monday as the official separation day. This is the same day Kevin appeared on Much On Demand, co-hosting and candidly talking about Britney and his children.
You know, I sniffled up a little bit last week when I was missing my children, so that's the honest truth. This was the diamond that I gave to my wife when we first got married.
Why is it on your ring?
She gave it back.
I got her a bigger one, and I made a pinky ring out of this one. She really loves what I'm doing right now, and she's probably my number one fan, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the fast lane,
getting my smash on. Why am I coming up? Don't play this. It's terrible.
Much Music was following the rapper around the entire day, shooting an episode of the reality show Exposed.
She's the one that's been telling me, like, to do it, you know, and she's very, like, thinks highly of it, you know. People are going to really pick up. She's like, you know, she believes in it big time. Like, she sees, you know, that, I mean, together we take over the world.
He spoke about how strong his relationship with Britney.
Do it. Yeah. Get out my house.
John and Oko and you two.
It was, and how his partying has affected their relations.
It's hard to see everybody right now, you know. It's like, I feel hard enough trying to get time to see my kids. You know, if me and the wife are beefing or something like that, then yeah, I'll go out and I'll have a good time because it keeps my mind off of that, you know. It's like it's a different element.
While continuing the Exposed shoot at dinner that same night, the singer was text messaging
right
someone
there.
And appeared to be upset.
Oh no, all the money, it's gone. Right there.
Actually, can you get this check, dog?
Right there, you saw all the money drain out his face.
Oh my God, really?
Kevin moved his mic and was gone for 30 minutes. Kevin later returned visibly upset, but finished shooting the rest of the episode of Exposed. Kevin is currently promoting his debut album, Playing with Fire, while Britney stays at home with the kids and works on her latest album. That's it for Much News. We'll see you next time.
By the way, what a smirk for this person telling this news on Much Music.
Yeah, yeah. I just got a raise.
Yeah, the whole time she's like, listen to this fucking asshole.
Of course he finished the episode. Now he has to work.
right.
He can't quit now.
He's like, I got to pay for that dinner you were taping me at, asshole.
Oh, I love the internet. That shit is genius. They actually lined up the times that she faxed the paperwork to the time where he was in Canada. There's a time difference to figure out there. They did all of
this. It's worth it. Am I right?
Oh my God. Much Music is so happy. They're like, fuck Fuse. Next.
It's funny because on the feedback, their biggest thing is, let me read one of them. He sniffled up a little bit. Sounds like Britt didn't want the kids to be around the coke habit. He'll move on to Kate Moss.
She's busy right now. One crackhead at a time.
That's so great. Anything else going on in that
whole mess? So the whole deal was, originally the thought was and the general decision was that there was no prenuptial agreement. Turns out, the wedding that we all got to see September 18th when they got married, that's their official wedding day that they've always claimed, they did not actually get legally married that day. They got married 3 weeks later on October 6th because that's how long it took for Britt's legal team to get the prenuptial agreement together.
Lovely. That's smart.
So, let's see. Right now on eBay, you can buy an insufficient funds bounced rent check from Kevin Federline. Also recently just sold the wedding invitation to their wedding was sold for $2,100.
Wow.
Yes. So it turns out that it was important that she file on November 6th because of the prenup, it had increases for Kevin Federline for every year of their marriage.
Oh.
The increases, though, had 30-day grace periods. Any longer, because of the date that I gave you before, October 6th, she would have been outside of the grace period. She filed exactly 60 days. It would have been another $10 million for him.
$10 million? Holy shit, for every year?
Well, for this particular, because I think we're going into the third year of marriage.
So he wasn't upset. He wasn't upset.
Just to make it last another 2 weeks?
Right. He wasn't upset that he got divorced. He was upset that he got divorced so soon.
He missed out the next check.
Tommy. Like, all around.
Yeah, how hard do you have to... If I knew I had to get $10 million, what? You can't just hang out with her for a little bit?
So, according to the prenup, Brittany has
already hired...
You're
already an asshole.
She's hired divorce lawyer Laura Wasser, who's done some really good divorces.
And he can't afford a lawyer, according, so I think she's got to... Okay.
According to the prenup, he can't get a penny outside of the prenup. She's also sued so that he would have to pay all his own legal fees. Because the thing to do is, when you're married to someone rich, is to sue to have them pay your legal fees.
Wow.
So, the mansion will be divided 50-50. Any gift given over $10,000 will go back to the original purchaser.
No.
All those Ferrari Lamborghinis that she gave him.
How do you do that? Get
all
out.
That, all the jewelry. Bring it back to the house.
Shut up.
Bring it back where you found it. No, I know I said it was Merry Christmas, but it was over 10 grand. It's mine now.
Oh, my God.
This includes a custom-built motorcycle Brittany gave K-Fed for Christmas 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And a nice watch that cost $10,001.
And by the way, that pinky ring that you gave me.
Right.
Mine.
No child support because she's suing for primary custody with visitation, which means at the end, if she does get that, he would have to end up paying child support. She'll continue to support him. She has to pay him $30,000 a month for the period of time that is half the length of their marriage.
Oh, so for a year.
For about a year, she'll have to give him $30,000 a month.
By the way... For somebody who's just a random shithead, $30,000 a month for a year.
But think about it. What's his name? Chris Judd, that got divorced from J-Lo. He got $15 million in the settlement. They were married for about a year and a half.
You can't think about it that way.
No, you can't.
He was a dancer.
I'm sorry. Didn't George Bush yesterday said, you get no do-overs. Get no do-overs.
Get no do-overs in this world. You're right, George.
Chris Judd was a dancer as well.
You got no do-overs.
He was a backup dancer.
I'm sorry, Patrice. You get no
do-overs. He was a cute K-Fed. He was a cute K-Fed.
Are you an American?
Whatever.
Listen to her. speaking about that, though, about voting and all that, business this country does time to time. Yesterday, the day after... the elections, and they're yes. going over it, and you know, and this is on The View, and you know that they're going to talk about, you know, the Democrats own, you know, the two big branches, and this is them talking about it.
Day after, and I just want to say, I never expected anything like this. I'm over the moon excited.
But how do you feel, Elizabeth?
I am both shocked and devastated.
Yes, I know, but it's the biggest news in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Britney Spears is leaving Texas!
Now,
wait, what's that? What was that?
So you think she's going to go, Democrats are going to be in charge now, and the White House has to get anything done, has to work with the House. And,
right.
No.
But no, just kidding. We're throwing down streamers.
Confetti. Full-scale Oprah gave away an audience full of cars.
Is this the
confetti.
News?
No, this is The View.
This is The View, but this is their little joke. And you know what? And there's two things. Like, you know what? God forbid anybody ever picked on you, little honeys. But it's okay. Make a joke.
Yeah.
Like, Britney, you're free. Yay, Britney.
And next week, we're going to meet the woman whose husband left her for a younger woman, and we all have to feel horrible for her. But this week, we can cheer her.
Rosie O'Donnell, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not. If anybody did, you used Elizabeth Hasenbach, and that was a whole fucking to-do. But you know what I mean? Make it be able to take it or don't be able to take it. And then secondly, this poor audience that constantly thinks they can win something, they don't even hear them go, Britney and they got divorced. And then they go, yay. And
they heard $1,000 debit card.
Right. And then it takes a while for the streamers to come down, and then everybody just cheers. But you didn't hear the words.
Mm-hmm.
You hear here. Everybody, is it under my chair?
Yeah, because they pulled out the full audience pan camera.
Yeah, what? So what happened? Do we go to a concert? What happened?
And Rosie used her from the old Rosie O'Donnell, you were going to Disneyland voice.
Right, right.
That's not fair either.
A koosh ball? What do I get?
They heard the growl. Also, last little bit of K-Fed news.
Sure, sure.
He this week settled out of court with Thomas Dolby, best known for the song Blinded Me With Science, for sampling the song for his album without permission.
Wait, Blinding Me With Science?
She blinded Thomas Dolby. Me with science.
She blinded me with
science. Oh, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what's he use? I'm the man now, dog.
Something about Dancing with a Pimp. I'm not even sure. But
so what little money you're going to make, you got to give away now.
Well, he used it without permission.
I'm the pimp for these whores.
Yes.
Wow. Then you give it away free on the internet.
And I know you're saying Thomas Dolby. He's been producing, but he hasn't really been famous since the 80s. How did he find out that K-Fed used his music before the album came out?
Because he has nothing to do and he surfs the web.
MySpace. Someone sent him a message on his MySpace that you need to go look at Kevin Federline's MySpace. He's using your music. And so he sent Kevin Federline a message on MySpace to cease and desist. And Kevin Federline had a filter to block, which Dolby said probably blocked all words over one syllable. And so he took legal action. And
how do you block?
Won.
What? He randomly blocked
it? I don't know.
It?
Whatever it is, he blocked it. He blocked the message.
He probably blocked him specifically.
I'm
I can't hear you.
I'm gonna block him, yo. So yes, that's the last little bit of Brittany K. Fett news for now. If you look in the forums, the Keith and the Girl forums, you can see their divorce papers. I posted those yesterday.
There's no secrets with the internet. There's no secrets. And by the way, you could tell, you know, Adam Curry did that fake laugh whenever, way back when, the Pod Show Contract is the name of the episode. You know, like, we shouldn't have read that. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have got our hands. But Adam Curry's site says, if it still does, right on top, there are no secrets, only information you don't have yet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we have it. You should have thanked me.
Either tomorrow or later tonight, I'll post the countersuit papers because K-Fed is suing for full custody of the kids.
Somehow to get money.
What are you going
to
do with them?
Maybe the kids will have alimony or something.
What are you going to do with them?
Right.
They can't be backup dancers.
I have no idea. Emmy's trying to tell me something. Sorry.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, the stuff in the boxes needs to be folded. Sorry. Yeah,
we got the What Do We Do Now shirts.
They look so good.
They look so good. Not to you, because there's three boxes and you have to fold them all. But to us, they look beautiful and they should be sent out.
Yeah, you know, in size order. And the couch has to be used as shelves instead of the shelving that's coming. I apologize.
Just ghetto.
For now.
I'm kidding.
Before Patrice gets to more gossip, here's a little clip I have.
Hey, let me see.
It's Lindsay Lohan leaving
the Roosevelt Hotel in L.A. last night.
And she starts leaving. And so, and she's like, oh, cameras again. I don't want to look at the cameras. You'll hear some sleaze go, hey, Lindsay. And she has to look over and smile. Like, you've earned the smile because you're saying that like I'm pretty.
She's like a trained parrot.
After she just said yesterday, I'm not a slut. I don't hang out with these people. She's all boozed up the next day. Okay.
Hey, Lindsay. You look beautiful, Lindsay.
Are we parrot tonight, Lindsay?
Lindsay, we love you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
That's enough, man.
Paris is a cunt.
Paris is a cunt.
Is that what she said?
If you want to get away from being lumped in with your Tara Reeds and your Paris Hiltons, then you don't acknowledge that crowd. You don't have to have a 2020 interview and Angelina Jolie is giving her thoughts on Paris Hilton. Is
no,
she? She's
fair.
Separating herself a little bit. To be fair, Angelina Jolie didn't decide to take a picture of her in Paris that appeared in the Daily News 2 days ago.
That makes sense, but there's a bit of backstory.
Oh, please.
You have to remember
that she is a cunt.
She is doing this in retaliation because Paris did not stand up for her when Brandon Davis called her fire crotch.
Which is so important.
They're 19. They're 19 with a lot of money. That's all it is. It's high school.
I guess when you have nothing to do, you know
he
what I mean?
Me fire crotch.
I mean, yes, you're an actor
thing.
And you got to show up and do things, but other than that,
no,
it's a pretty easy job.
You have a lot of free time.
You have a lot of free time, think, so these things bother
think
you.
Think about it. Herbie Free, Fully Loaded. A lot of CGI she didn't have
right.
to be there for.
You just got time for your brain to process fire crotch and take that
she,
as an insult.
He called
I'm a redhead. I guess it is.
She didn't say anything, and she's supposed to be my homie. You know what? She's a cunt. And she's right. She's a cunt.
So here it is. So she gets. She says she's a cunt, and then she won't repeat it. But she smiles a drunk smile.
Hey, Lindsay. You look beautiful, Lindsay.
Are we parrot tonight, Lindsay?
Lindsay, we love you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
That's enough, man.
Paris is a cunt. I'm sorry, Lindsay, what did you say? The what?
And
did you
hear their Patrice response? Brought this up. Yeah. That is a guy going, cha-ching.
Not even, all rent for the rest of the year.
That was the sound of somebody coming.
Yeah.
Right.
He came.
Thank you, yeah.
And you see, he provoked her as well. He said, are you going to go hang out with Paris tonight?
Yeah, they know. They know all the gossip.
They know what to say. They know what to say to them.
Right. So then this is them trying it. Like, okay, that was 20,000. If you say it again, I get 30,000. Right. Say it again.
Because I'm ready for it now.
Right.
Lindsay, Paris is a what?
She's a cut?
She's a cut. I love Paris so much.
What'd you say a second ago about Paris?
Hey, y'all.
Why is Paris a cunt? Lindsay, why is Paris a cunt? We got you saying a second ago.
Tell them dirty gates in the tank.
Paris is your friend. Lindsay loves Paris.
I love Paris. There you go.
I love her.
I never said that.
They're good. The PR, they really train them well.
Paris is a what? Please say it. That'll be worth a lot of money.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. Okay. It'll be worth less money, but just acknowledge that you said Paris is a cunt. Just say yes. Say yes.
Nod your head. Nod your head.
The paparazzi then develops Tourette's and they can't stop saying cunt.
Right.
No, but what's a cunt? Who? Cunt says what?
You know what I actually did here? You said Paris is a cunt. Do you acknowledge you said that? All right, I'll take
and
what
that,
I can
that's
get.
That's not booze.
How much money, though, could these paparazzi make when there's 20 of them getting the same story?
Because
they are scumbags as human beings, and therefore definitely undercutting each other.
Let me explain how the world works.
I'm not going to let you talk. Do they have a union? Now you may talk.
Okay. What happens is
you got to say it real loud into your mic.
You have your big boys, the ones that are working with photo agencies. They're the ones that usually get the most for pictures. You have to consider if there's 20 people shooting a picture, let's say 10 of them get a clear shot. Out of those 10, 5 get a flattering shot. Out of those 5, 3 are the ones that we work with. So there's really only 3 guys. Out of those 3 guys, we have the guy that maybe has photo and video. We want to take it as a package. You have the guys that just have photos, but they got our underpants in the picture. So that's a whole different set of money. On average, they can maybe for something for video like that, it happened to be pulled from a site. But the original people that paid for it, maybe they paid about 20, 30 grand for it.
Wow. And it seems like a lot of work, too. You know, you're like, I know this picture will be good for the post and this picture for that.
They totally have a list.
Yeah.
They know where to go.
Right. And these newspapers are scumbags as well. So, you know, they do answer these phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it's
not
a hard sell.
In L.A. and in New York, it's not hard. You know where to go. What's the hot club at the moment? Where did you see them last time?
Right.
Who are they dating? Where does the person that they're dating hang out? So there's only like 5 or 6 spots they really have to hang out to get pictures of celebrities. They're not really all the time unless they're leaving the club with them, chasing them around like they make it seem.
I want to see a paparazzi on a date saying, what do you do for a living?
There's actually a special that's going to be coming on within the next week on BBC America.
Now, did you see most of them? There's a reason why they're behind the camera.
Oh, yeah.
They're messes. Slobby, they're weirdos. Yeah.
Weird. Older.
I don't think they have been on.
It's not like they're just. It's not. They're just ugly people. They're a met. They're weird.
Yeah.
Their eyes are weird.
They're
very mom's basement. But right. BBC America is showing a special about the photo agency called Big Pictures out of the UK about their paparazzi and their lives and how they get the pictures, and that should be on within the next week.
How great! What was that show? Confidential or Celebrity Uncensored. That was
Celebrities Uncensored.
It was so good. What's his name? He's the king of the scumbags.
Ed, what's his name? But
he's also the creepiest.
He's the creepiest.
He's the one that owns the site that has the video.
Oh, really?
That's his video.
That guy knows what he's doing, and he puts his number out there for regular people like you and me to call when you see something and you get a percent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then all celebrities got to act like they like him, the smart
ones
do.
Yeah, they know
him
by name.
Yeah. Hey, Ed. Oh, I love this show. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he got Seinfeld. Seinfeld was on that show. Seinfeld's really nice.
He brings
some
birthday cakes, flowers, whatever the case may be. If it's your birthday cake. Yeah.
Isn't it weird? If it's your birthday, you know you'll be seeing this guy. He's not even your friend, but he'll show up.
He's also like the grandpa of the group. Sometimes if the younger, like the new Jacks, they want to get too bouncy in their faces, he'll be like, hey, calm down because you're going to make them bolt altogether. You need to behave yourself. So he's sort of the wrangler of the group.
That's even creepier.
And he also knows
Here's how to tame the lion so that he doesn't jump out at you and so you can get the photo.
He also is the one that sometimes will tell him to fall back if they're with the kids. The ones that get too aggressive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
He's such a scumbag.
Don't take the picture, but fall back. Don't be in front of the
kid.
Oh,
don't
like
be
that.
Physical with him.
Don't be physical,
but still
because
take
they have
pictures.
There's law.
Also, that happened to Madonna and Heathrow. She actually has a bruise on her face if you see a picture of her lately, because she got popped out in the face by a camera.
Wow.
When she was holding the newest baby in Heathrow because of the flashes and stuff. And
who knows though? Maybe somebody paid somebody, bang your camera into her. I'll get that shot.
Yeah, there was like 20 of them. There was like a fracas because, you know, you can't walk backwards 20 people at once. Right. And someone banged into her. But also, speaking of paparazzi and photos, Posh Spice over in the UK.
The prettiest of the Spice Girls. She has
you
low
think
attitude.
So?
In only because she has an attitude.
In your opinion, turns out that her middle child, Romeo, has epilepsy. Now you're saying, okay, whatever. But
you know what? Don't put words in my mouth. I'm sick of it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
But it turns out that for epilepsy, as far as bringing about a seizure, one of the worst things, photographic flash.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, every Atari game came with a warning.
Right.
Did it really?
Yeah, like, this could affect you. And I'm like, well, do I get to play? I already bought it.
They had been rushing him. Last summer, you had heard about him being rushed to the hospital intermittently all the time for whatever when they were trying to figure out what he had. Now that they know he has epilepsy, it turns out last week they actually triggered an attack when she had him with her. Mm. And they were taking photos and he had an attack in the car.
Oh,
and
my
she
God.
Lost her shit. And
this poor kid, I would totally lose my shit. If I lose my shit this much over UPS today.
You were nuts today. Understandably so. Because we're going to be leaving. We got to send these orders out.
She had the headset in. She's like, look, if you had called the number I had told you to call, this wouldn't have happened. The number is, and you need to call that number.
And don't you dare call my dumb boyfriend. That's your excuse? All of a sudden, you got to call his number?
He's sitting here 83rd.
He doesn't know road, street,
and
avenue.
I love it. And I love how he called me. But they just say which one was the street. And which one.
Me.
And I'm like, there is no 181st Avenue.
Yeah, he really was. He called me up. This is when I get so livid.
Patrice got on her computer to help me.
Yeah, I know you're cowering, and in a manly way, I'm not saying anything, but when I get so livid, Keith stays the fuck out of my way like you will not believe.
I kept my corner, I said, good afternoon.
I don't think I mean, I'm just short.
No, it's just not my time yet. No, yeah. You need to go be with those people and be mean at them.
Yeah, so I tell them to call me. I am literally, I swear, physically chasing down the UPS guy today.
I like what he said. He's like, okay, she's there. She's waiting on the corner for him to come out the house.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
Here's what happened. Last night, actually the past 2 days, we kept missing these shirts coming in. And this fucking asshole, he didn't ring the bell. It was raining. He didn't want to. He just left the thing. So I am so pissed. I call up.
I bought a new doorbell.
Yeah.
You did?
I didn't even install it. I put it right by me. No excuses.
We follow it.
I would have knocked on the door like an animal.
But there's a, it's right there, the doorbell, okay? So we're walking around the house with it so that we don't miss this guy's ring or whatever.
Like an idiot. I got my cell phone and my doorbell receiver.
You need to make a sign for him. Ring the bell. We have cookies. some sort of incentive.
So we kept missing it. Now, today's the last day. We know Sexy Potato is coming, myspace.com/sponsor a spud. And we know this is our last chance to, like, hurry up and send it before Monday. We want to bring some to Boston. Anyway, so we miss it. So I'm like, oh, my God. I call them up. Can you just tell me where he is? Come back and drop it up. Nothing. You have to pick it up tomorrow. Who the fuck has time to go
no,
pick
I
it up tomorrow?
No, I tell him to come back.
It wasn't working. Okay, so they scheduled it for me to pick up today. Mm-hmm. So Keith and I both go over there because we have other shit to do as well on the way back, whatever. We get there. They're like, oh, no, it's on the truck. Okay.
I'll kill everyone in
this
here.
Thing is not close to my house.
Right.
This thing is a drive away.
Maspeth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not close. So
no.
Are you kidding me? So they give me
this damn near Manhattan.
So now I call them up, and then there's some people who have attitudes with me. I'm like, I'm sorry.
They work for UPS. That's their job.
Are you getting attitude with me? She's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I don't care. One woman goes, this man has 17 years on. I don't care how many years on the job he has.
17 years on the job, he said. Does that, and then he goes, does that sound weird? He would just put a sheet on, kind of a piece of paper on, and not want to give you your package? Yes, cunt.
Nigga's 3 years away from a watch. He's done.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Yeah, she actually said, she goes, don't you think that sounds weird? I'm like, yes, I do think that sounds weird. Is this what you're really asking me? And I got to a point where I try not to give customer service such attitude, but I got to a point where I really don't care what you're sharing with me right now. What I need to know is the answer to my question. I don't care.
I can't hear the other side, but I hear Hemda go all of a sudden, yeah, can you imagine?
Oh, no.
So, okay, so now I'm extra crazy mad because I took the trip out there, and we have only a certain amount of time before it like the rest of our day has to actually continue. So I'm like, that's it. Tell me where the truck is right now. I'm going to go to that truck and I will get it myself. But I need this before 3 o'clock. They tell me where the truck is at 2 o'clock. I go at 2 o'clock. He's not there. Holy shit. Then I got to find him again. Finally, I tracked him down and that was at 3:45.
Okay. Now he went to the house to deliver. You're outside by the empty truck.
Yes.
What the hell did his face look like?
By the way, I'm sorry.
It turns out it wasn't our usual guy that I met up with. He's out for today. I go, did they fire him? And the man goes, he's got 20 years on the job. I'm like, did you really just tell me that again? I'm like, he's an asshole.
It's called a union.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, and this new UPS guy said, like, this guy's not getting fired, so you can forget it. So what
was that thing in the...
So here's the thing.
You're talking on to the people on the truck. Or you're talking to the operator, whatever she is, and the story keeps changing? Like, No, your thing's in the back where you were. Well, I was just there, and it better not be back there. They told me it's not. Now, you know, what do we do now? This and that. And then she goes, well, you can meet him in the truck. How's it in the truck now all of a sudden? Okay, one's back there and one's on the truck. How can I possibly end this phone call?
Yeah, there's another one. There's another switch of the story where I called and spoke to somebody, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry that you're having trouble with this guy. Do you want us to change him? You know, and you'll get a different guy. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that was an option. Sure, go ahead. Okay, we'll take care of that for you, and somebody will call you back within an hour. Somebody calls back within an hour. This cunt who left me a message that I talked to before, she was like, did you get my message? I was like, yeah, I did. And then somebody called me, did you listen to my message? I'm like, did you just talk to me like that?
Bitch, I will come through this phone.
Yeah, don't you want to go through the phone? And then she goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to catch an attitude with you. I'm like, okay, what do you have to say? She's like, do you think that we can really change a route for you?
Wow.
I'm like, did you think that I really made this thing up that you could?
Right.
Somebody called me up,
right.
Said, would you like to change? I said, yes, sir, I would. And now you're calling me up, and she's like, this man has 17 years of... Man, I don't care.
Yesterday, I changed governors. What the fuck? Fuck around. Shit. I could do this.
So I finally got it. And now the thing is...
I'd be so mad. See, you know, like, you're so upset, obviously, but you're sticking through it. I'd just be like, no. Fucking extra dogs on the street, click.
I do animal crimes. I wouldn't know how to deal.
But I know that I can't do that.
But we need it.
Because if I do that, yeah, we need it, and we're not going to have it.
I hang up and call fresh. I'll call back and get some more.
No, because at this point...
Hello!
At this point, I feel like they're so fed up with me. I can sense that they, like, I can hear it in their voice. Just,
you're flagging the system now.
Just get this woman. Just get this woman what she needs already. And I normally don't want to cop an attitude to get that. But at this point, I'm just like, okay, this is what they're responding to. So I tell them it's my phone number. And they asked for, like, a just-in-case phone number. So I give them Keith, because we're always around each other. They stop calling me and start, because they don't want to talk to me anymore. Yeah.
We've been clowns. We have separate, we get separate phone numbers. We knew when the mom's being a bitch, talk to the dad that don't know nothing. I'm going to be an hour late. I don't give a fuck. Okay. That's acknowledged.
Call the cell number in the middle of the party because they're not by the house phone.
Right.
Exactly. So, or vice versa, knowing they can't pick up.
So they did that to Keith. So they called him up and they go, okay, the driver's going to be at this street on this corner. And Keith goes, okay, and hangs up. And he calls me back and he goes, okay,
here for this part. Okay, that's what happened.
He goes, okay, so they're going to be on, let's say, I don't know, 133rd and 4th. And I'm like, what is that, Keith? And he goes, I don't know, that's what they said. And I'm like, okay, I need to calm down because I don't need to, like, project this onto him.
You didn't do it.
I hear the fear in his voice of, like, I didn't do it, I swear, this is what they said.
I thought you knew the area.
Yeah, as he said it, he realized he didn't have street or avenue attached to anything.
I knew once I hung up, I'm like, I got the erd and I got the st.
Yeah.
Why isn't that enough?
Because when he hung up with you, he started typing, I don't see it on him.
Yeah, I'm typing into MapQuest. And I'm like, I fucked up.
I was like, oh, baby, what's the address? And I was like, that can't be an avenue. That's too far, but... I didn't get anything either, period. So.
I did, you two motherfuckers.
I just lived in Queens. I don't know it.
It's nice to know you didn't take it
out. I put it right on MapQuest and it came right up. But whatever. But I know that tone in Keith's voice of, like, I'm sorry to interrupt you, my girlfriend. it's just that they called me this time and so here is your information.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I like the way he said, they told me.
That's what they told me. I couldn't ask or twist the, or get them to say what I want. I'm like, that's what they told me.
Hey, I'm just the messenger.
And then I have to do things like, I know this is guys' experience on other ends when the girls start going bananas and they have to calm themselves down and go, darling, did you ask if there was an actual address also with it? That's all they said. Okay, sweetie. Because, you know, there's not going to be anything more than that. What can I possibly say to Keith?
You're not going
to
get the address out of me.
Exactly. So I go, thanks for calling. And I know, I'm like, why didn't they call me first? I know they didn't call me.
Of course, that's why.
Because I would have been like, no, fuck you. Give me the address. And I don't curse at these phone calls.
I almost said, no, you call her.
If if it was me, I'd be like, 1 second, and I would three-way that motherfucking call. Because if you go call
new
her...
New tactic.
Yeah, if you go call her, they go, okay, we tried. No, you hold. Can I place you on hold? I will get this bitch to get... I'm sorry. Okay. I'm done.
I'm tired of holding. I don't want to listen to Doc on the Bay anymore.
Well, Wild Gift is telling you, don't worry, soon your UPS guy will be Kevin Federline. So maybe start a new job, they try hard.
You have to be a high school graduate and take the test.
Not in Somerset.
You know, he'll be unloading. He'll be loading the actual truck.
I felt so bad because this actual UPS guy that I met today was so sweet, and so I calmed down so that I'm not.
See, you're crazy.
No, he was actually like a genuine, like he must have just started, and he's like, oh, and I go, yeah, the guy that's usually there is such an asshole. He's like, really? Because I'm hearing from this neighborhood that he's so nice that I feel like I'm not doing a good enough. No!
Do you bring them to the houses?
He goes, yeah, this guy leaves it for them, and I don't know where to leave it. I'm like, what is it about this house that nobody wants to do things for us?
Right.
Do I need to give you cookies?
Yes, leave a sign. We have cookies.
Is it cookies? And not the shit cookies. Do I need to give you cookies laced with money?
Not that archway bullshit. Get the good cookies.
Oh, fuck. Again, I'm torn between like handing this guy a 50, going,
and
thank you so much.
And,
or, you know, like teaching, like you can't get, why am I rewarding you with money? But then it's like a catch 22. If I don't give you money, you don't give me the... Fuck you.
Tell him you named a star in his honor. It's like giving him money. But
they go to me, do you know your UPS guy's name? Because now I'm calling them three times just to be like, I'm complaining about my UPS guy. I'm like, I felt like, oh, no, he's not my friend.
I gave you my address, didn't I? Yeah. You should know his name. Yeah. Works for you.
I got to a point where I'm like, why am I giving you this information again? Do not have it in front of you. I gave you the fucking, on top of the fucking barcode again.
You know what? You hold.
I'm sorry.
No. The good Gemini from London. Imagine if a UPS and paparazzi person ever had a child. A devil child. That should be like how the Omen would be. The jackal came from the son of a paparazzi.
And another thing is I feel so bad walking in with that energy to people who are in my house. Who come for the show.
I grew up with my mother. You can be angry all day.
See, I don't want to be compared. I heard about your mother. So I apologize to you ladies. I apologize to my baby.
It's fine.
We got shirts.
Since we're still talking about paparazzi, Denise Richards is filming a movie called Blonde and Blonder. And she found out this week that there were some paparazzi sort of infiltrating as far as being production assistants in the cast in general. So she took their laptops and tossed them off her hotel balcony.
Good.
Wow.
Good until it struck an 80-year-old woman in a wheelchair below.
Good. Because obviously this is real life and not a movie, but I mentioned this before, I always wonder that when people just throw things off a balcony. And this is in The Hulk. He turns into
that's
a Hulk.
That's his reference, yes.
And he kicks
in that one episode.
Right, David Banner. Now the movie, I'd like to say, I only reference movies. He turns into the Hulk, kicks, is mad, of course. He has too much strength, doesn't know how to handle it. Kicks the sofa through the door, and you're like, whoa, he's powerful. And all I'm thinking about is a teenager walking the street. Do we still like
totally.
You? Because you're just killing
totally.
Innocent people. The movie The Devil's Own, I remember Brad Pitt talking to Robert Redford. And Robert Redford like set him up somehow, even though they're on the same team. He's like, don't tell me you did that. Don't tell me you set it up. It was in the promos. And he takes a chair because he's mad and throws it over the balcony. Okay, now cut to the next scene where somebody's dead.
I'm sorry that...
You can't just throw things.
During part of that rant, I came up with the most brilliant plan.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that woman who... was married to the cop and was afraid that he would die in the line of duty.
Yeah.
And so she made him meatballs laced with marijuana so he would get fired.
Right.
I'm so making cookies for this UPS guy.
You'll go to jail.
No. No, I'll make the cookies.
I'm sure they drug test these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're driving, so they have to. I'll make the cookies.
He's going to kill
I'll
a give child. It to him. Don't do it. You'll
no,
kill
no.
A child.
No, I'll just make one marvelous cookie.
You'll kill a
I'll
child.
Give it to him, and then I'll call them up.
One marvelous cookie. Now eat it. No, I don't need one. We'll take half. No, no, no.
Did you just say one marvelous cookie?
Weird, but true. A young woman blabbed about her plan on a radio station.
Now it's premeditated. You will go to jail.
And then I'll call up and be like, I think this guy is on something. This is the most bizarre thing.
I think you should drug test him tonight.
I swear to God, I wanted to leave him a message on the door going, you should listen to Keith and the girl because we've been talking about you. You.
Yeah, you can't. There's nothing. You can't do that, of course, because you'll get your packages somehow even worse. You super
exactly.
won't get them.
No. They'll be returned on the first try to the
second. Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. They'll be returned. Yeah, yeah.
You're right. Just mark second for the first. You're absolutely right. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And, the woman got struck in her wheelchair. She's being hospitalized. Wow. She's not dead or anything.
How is she not dead? She's in a wheelchair already, and she got struck by a
she
laptop?
She has to live to sue.
So that gives her the
she
strength.
She now has a purpose to live.
They should just let her keep the laptops. Right? Try. They could try. You know what?
It took me a second on that one to understand what he's really saying.
Despite a shaky start and a lot of speculation, the TV show Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip has...
I didn't see last Monday's, but it's out fucking standing.
It has been given the green light for the entire season.
Of course
season.
It has! What was the question?
It was actually in contention of being canceled last week.
Nah, please.
What are you going to do? They are going to move
keep
it
watching.
Around.
Keep watching. I will keep watching, Patrice.
They're going to move it around a little bit on the schedule.
Yeah, move it around! Move it around! Yeah, move it around, because everybody watches those same shows. If you like 30 Rock, apparently you think 20 Good Years right after it is a fantastic show. We all watch these cable things. So keep these regular shows one after another. So keep moving shit around so I can never fucking
they're
find it.
They're actually going to be moving 30 Rock to Thursdays. They're trying to recreate the sort of Thursday lineup kind of idea.
Well, you should have thought that first. I'm used to Mondays. Now it's a Monday kind of idea.
But it's going to be 30 Rock, I believe, will be coming on after My Name is Earl.
People are idiots. It really is why a lot of shows fail, because you move them around and
they
you
don't
confuse
know their demographic.
People.
They don't know what to do. The same thing's going on with the OC. They have to actually run two new episodes this week to try to figure out
people
what's going on.
People are stupid. Quit trying to figure out what's going on. We'll watch it or we don't watch it. And I guess people aren't watching it. The end. And let's try to trick them on Thursday, but they don't know the whole backstory. That makes the show good.
On Studio 60, actually, this week as a guest star, they had the mom from Gilmore Girls.
By the way, somebody said, don't they offer DHL for the people who send us the shit? Do you think that if they offered something else, it wouldn't be here? But, yes, you pissed me off.
And DHL DHL costs $1 million in New York for some reason. Everything.
And I don't have $1 million is another thing.
Lucid Blue, do you have $1 million?
Oh, pass it over. KeithandTheGirl.com/donate.
Right, we have
did you even buy a shirt?
She will put you on hold. Don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway, Bill Cosby has settled sexual assault.
I'm sorry, because we were talking about drugs. OCD dude. I like these almost dead stories. I was working at a hotel in Amsterdam where the English football team were staying. I nearly laced their pasties with hash. Didn't in the end, but was close to doing it.
What?
I almost voted.
Oh, you didn't vote?
Yeah. I'm almost 10,000 on Alexa.
Oh, my God.
I'm almost.
I just realized that we put all my clothes in the laundry and we have to go out tonight.
Oh, shit.
You almost didn't do that.
Oh, my God. I'm such a... No, I have one pair of pants.
Okay.
Continue.
Were you in a store sometime earlier in your life? You almost have a nice pair of clothes you can wear tonight.
I almost went shopping this week for today.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. She's actually proud of me because she knows what I feel about
so
shopping. Surprised.
Really? You went shopping? Yay.
I almost never drink.
While his bottom lip is purple.
It's fine Thursday.
May I have another, sir?
Oh, God.
You figured out that meat doesn't work on me. You got to bring wine.
So, guy, what else are we doing in the sicko world?
Bill Cosby settled out of court for his sexual assault suit.
We mentioned that. I believe, I'll tell you something else, and I don't know why I was thinking about this today. Maybe I saw it in the paper after we talked about it. But she's like, you know, maybe these whores see an opportunity, so they're making it up. Why is he always alone with these women in the first place? Why isn't your alibi anything but being with this woman alone in a hotel.
Patrice. I believe he did it.
Oh, he was alone in a hotel?
I believe he did it. He's always alone with these girls.
Yeah, that's whatever. The reason I believe he did it, Bill Cosby's what, in his 70s?
He's up there, right.
He didn't drug her with the date rape drug. He didn't give her coke. He didn't get her drunk. He gave her Benadryl. That's like an old dude move.
I didn't know that.
You use what's on hand.
Jess NYC said I almost sent a good feedback.
Right, right. Almost.
He gave her Benadryl. He laced her drink with Benadryl.
Our feed is almost working.
I almost enjoyed Deuce on the Show, says Jay Fox.
Oh, no. Poor Deuce. Speaking of foreigners, the movie Borat.
Right.
It was number one over the weekend at the box office.
Were we speaking of foreigners?
Deuce.
Deuce.
Oh, okay.
No, I think
I know how
fine.
To do a segue.
I like it. I apologize. Oh,
put
shit.
You on hold. Borat was actually number one over the weekend, which right. everyone was like, oh, 26.4 million. That's cool. Whatever. But it turns out that it's actually a big deal because it was only open on 837
yeah,
screens.
Yeah, we were talking about that, whereas number two was open on like 3,000 something.
But in general, most movies open on 2,000 screens.
Okay.
And it made $31,500 per theater, yeah. which was on par with Pirates of the Caribbean. The movie wow. only cost $20 million to make. Wow. They've already green-lighted him to make another movie with his fashion model character.
Oh, I knew that was coming next.
He's going to be at Fashion Week.
The gay guy.
Yeah, he's going to be at Fashion Week.
The whole
Bruno,
thing,
Bruno.
The whole show is going to be a countdown to when somebody punches him in the face.
He's
yeah.
going to be at
Bruno's
Fashion Week.
Because he's gay. He's yeah. so overtly gay. He's the most offensive one.
No,
he's more offensive than Ali G
at
and
Fashion
Barrett.
Week, he'll blend. But
no, he's not offensive. He's only the most offensive to heterosexuals. Do you know what mm-hmm. Borat said that you can just say that statement that the
yes,
gay guy is the most offensive?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
He's only the most offensive to
heterosexuals. The Twin Towers happened
because
of Jews, he said, and this guy is going to be okay. more offensive to Americans.
Yeah, they're not playing Borat in entire countries. It's right. not like they're not just playing them, not playing right. it in some
Yeah,
theaters.
You know what? In the other character, they can't ban him because he's super gay.
Right.
Borat, they're banning. What the?
There's right. parts, I think, outskirting
You are
Russia.
Such a white man.
I'm telling you what's going to... Watch what happens.
All right.
Watch
he's going to be at Fashion Week in February in New York, and okay. he's going to be filming.
Cool.
I'll
see it. Now if that movie's going to come out, that movie's going to be a hit. Does he feel like he's going to have to do the Ali G movie again and make it more real?
He's no. going to have to come up with another character.
He seems to be moving on and like cycling the characters he has.
But nobody really knows there was an Ali G movie.
The Enigma says, I almost gave a Jew a chance.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
Nah, there's a Jew around.
And Daniel Baldwin, one of
Daniel.
The infamous Baldwin brothers.
The fat oldest one.
Yes. I get them mixed up. Some. No, actually, I believe Alec might be the oldest, but Daniel is indeed the fattest.
I believe you're mistaken.
Really?
Well, somebody will tell us.
Okay.
And then I'll be here for an apology. But what did he
yeah,
do?
No.
he ate another piece of pie?
He was arrested in... I'm sure he did beforehand, but he was arrested in Santa Monica, California for stealing an SUV. It was classified as...
What? A Baldwin?
Yeah.
He was arrested for
stealing an SUV.
SUV.
Don't be so shocked. They're okay. people, too.
So what's he on? Did he know? Does that get your criminal streak out the drugs?
He hasn't really put out a statement as of yet, but he was arrested previously this year in Santa Monica for drug possession. So I'm assuming he was on the UI at the time. He was charged with grand theft auto, let go on $20,000 bail. It turns out the police ended up pulling him over when the owner of the car called OnStar.
That's such a good commercial for OnStar.
Yeah, it is.
Hello, OnStar. Daniel Baldwin has my car.
I was about to be like, wow, I got to get OnStar.
This is OnStar. I just want to make sure everything's okay. I'm all fucked up.
Yeah, because
I could have been on 30 Rock.
Yeah, they can turn the OnStar on in your car.
I'm actually on rocks right now.
Yeah, so the OnStar agent probably said, just go to the police station and turn yourself right. and stop misbehaving.
I need you to... Right.
That should be on one of their commercials now.
Please stop misbehaving. I'm all fucked up.
You said that like you usually say about your mom. Oh, Keith.
Mm-hmm. That's how
stop misbehaving.
That's how I picture it. A half, you know, that fake woman robot voice. I need you to do me a favor, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's another thing with UPS on the phone. I started yelling at the robot.
She's not even here right now. Right. She's back there. She's not even here.
Please tell me the number of your representative.
Baby girl.
You know, a person that helps
no.
you.
Press 00.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, but, okay. With okay. anger.
No, I said okay, but in my head I was like, yeah. representative.
Yeah, she didn't hear you. Okay.
It's really, Just every syllable. Rep motherfucking present.
Well, the robot doesn't speak that.
No, no, they speak that. They go, hold on just a second.
Yeah, and the robot gets nervous. Yeah. The pre-recorded robot.
I like when it goes, hold 1 second. But so can I, that I can better redirect your call. Yeah, Please let me know. What, and bitch, I said, give me an operator.
That's when they start going in that. Yes, I will pass you, but I, representative, now.
But yes, OnStar probably will enjoy the PR push they will be getting from the stealing of the car. And finally, Michael Jackson.
So, I'm sorry, Alec Baldwin, the cool one. All his brothers are fuck-ups.
Yes.
There's this one, there's the one.
Steven's a mad, mad born-again Christian, writing terrible books about being born-again Christian.
How embarrassing it must be to know your whole family's fuck-ups. I saw Alec Baldwin on Stern, and, you know, so they're making fun of, you know, his brother Steven. Being all religious and stuff. Steven. And Alex just like, yeah, he's into this now. Like,
I don't
like,
think they talk to him as much because of it. He doesn't really spend as much because he's so
but
forward.
But I would have to, I guess, if I really think you're fucking weirdos. But it's almost like selling out your brothers. I can't imagine. Like, I wouldn't want to be embarrassed by all my brothers.
But instead, your brothers get to get shout-outed. Oh, you know Ken, my stupid brother, blah, blah, blah.
He was born little dumb. But
I think they call it idiot savant.
I'm happy now to say he's doing quite well.
There you go.
He did great in college. I don't know what he does for a living, but I remember it's good.
Everyone has their strengths.
Keith, forget
Pardon?
It. I don't know.
That's Wine Thursday.
Alec Baldwin had the whole divorce thing going on. He had the child custody. He's had his share of whatnots. He's not without, as far as the whole Baldwin family's fucked. They're from Long Island. It's par for the course.
All right.
And
what were you gonna say?
Finally, Mr. Michael Jackson. He's going to be performing at the World Music Awards.
Good.
You know, after hiding out in Bahrain, I think he just doesn't want to re-enter America. He understands that right now is not his time. He's going to be performing Thriller at the World Music Awards.
People like that.
See that? All of a sudden, I want to see it.
All of a sudden,
you said Thriller.
You know why? Your inner six-year-old goes, "Oh, it's Thriller.
Fighting for your killer. You know the whole dance.
The only thing good about this is that they don't have to put makeup on him now.
Oh, shit. You're not nice. That's so not nice. Did you just christen this Wine Thursdays? Was that what you just said?
Yeah. Got my two crazy girls with me.
Keith attacked me outside while he was taking the garbage out, and this poor old man thought I was saying hello to him, and I had to say hello back. There's some of the oldest people in America in your complex.
You think so? I don't.
There's some
good.
Ridiculously old.
There is some old people, good. And some old guy is between when I'm taking out the garbage and Patrice walking up to the house, and so of course I gotta be a dick, like, "Hey there, sugar, I got money."
Oh, to Patrice.
I know she thought you met the old guy.
And then Patrice showed up.
And I thought it was all weird, but whatever. No, but there are some of the original Crypt Keepers in this neighborhood. The amount of times that I have to actually walk in the street to walk around them because they're using the shopping cart out
really?
Of pride.
As long
the
as they don't shush me at 4 o'clock in the morning, which they haven't been, it's right. totally
they
fine.
They can't hear you. They we turn have them off. They turn the ears off at night.
That's fantastic. We've been so loud. And in fact, our biggest thing is if we get successful, not if, when, like when we get to that point,
well,
you will see us.
Positive reinforcement says what?
You will see us move to Manhattan. And the only thing I'm concerned with is we are so fucking loud at so weird hours, such weird hours of the morning.
And rich people don't like that.
No. And not that we're going to be in the super rich whatever, no, but still, kind of, it's an apartment building. Mm-hmm. I plan on, before we move, just like...
Soundproofing.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I got a letter once from the downstairs neighbor that I was way too loud in the middle of the night.
From the downstairs neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so nice, and he's never around.
And gay. And he put the the thing through the slot, a paper through the slot, like it's whatever in the morning, you know, it's not appreciated, and blah, blah, blah.
That's fair, though.
Playboy George.
That's fair, but only once.
Because sometimes I got a letter from the co-op board saying that some people, you know, for me saying nobody complains,
you know?
that I had, but I used to have a lot of parties.
Us being loud, you'd think they would complain more.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about, like, they had every right to complain, because not only was I having a party on the inside, people were going outside together in groups to smoke,
right,
being
and
loud.
Being loud by people's windows.
Yeah, so they sent me a letter, but this guy actually took the time himself and be like, "Look, you know, let me not
let's
go through the board. Let's
us.
Just talk, you know."
Right.
Which takes balls, I think. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Oh, last thing. Last thing. Do you want to guess who the number one sexiest woman over 60 has been declared to be?
Shit, I don't know people's ages. Fuck. What's that woman, Susan something?
Susan Sarandon. She was number 4.
Ellen Barkin.
Not on the list because I don't believe she's over 60. I believe she's in her 50s.
Fuck, somebody.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Ew.
In the inside. Are we saying insides or outsides?
Outsides.
Oh, okay. Give me a hint.
Is Madonna over 60 yet?
As far as we know, no.
Should it be obvious, or is it something only fags and old people
Number
know?
Two is Goldie Hawn.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. Wait, no, actually, that's not anymore. Susan Sarandon is way.
And number 10 was Debbie Harry.
I'm not even going to get this close.
Who's number one?
Helen Mirren.
Who's that?
Because she's in the new movie, The Queen. Okay. Who fucking shook hands on a deal? Are you the most beautiful woman over 60 because you're 80?
She's not doing a Maxim photo spread. She's actually 61, but she was declared the
She barely made it in our fucking list, thank God. Amazing. The Queen. How much makeup did she need for that role? Not too much. But Goldie Hawn, who?
She is the first woman to play two different Elizabeths.
That makes her pretty now. Okay, defines pretty
that
as.
That was just a point of reference. That was not what makes her sexy. Also, you didn't play because it doesn't make sense in audio, but I have the video of Anna Nicole's C-section on my site.
Oh.
Very cool. Booyouwhore.net. That one guy says Michael Jackson almost didn't rape a child, and Patrice almost did it with an old man. Very good point. Listen to this news. Inside Dish with Rachel Ray. The TV show. Which one's that? What is she doing that one? That's is that the one where she goes place to place and says sometimes there's food not on the menu and then doesn't tip?
Oh, wait.
No. That's $40 a day.
Okay.
Inside Dish.
She's got five shows.
Yeah.
Where she hangs out with the celebrity chefs, I believe.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yes.
I read
that story, but I didn't think it was interesting.
Well, it says it was a stolen recipe, according to a new lawsuit. Court documents filed in L.A. federal court show a syndicated radio host claims the Food Network burnt him bad. Ross Crystal, host of Showbiz Express, claims he contacted Food Network president blah, 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 and pitched a show he called Showbiz Chefs. The idea, he says, is a 30-minute interview cooking show featuring celebrities cooking their favorite dishes in their own kitchens. You were absolutely right.
No.
So that's your idea?
That's the whole idea.
No one ever thought about cooking.
Nobody ever thought about cooking. It's what every stupid show does when they have nothing to do. It's what Letterman does when he can't get Martin Short.
Yeah, he brings Martha Stewart on to lick his fingers. That's
right, right. Oh, look, I'm drinking from the wine bottle again. David.
I think Rachel Ray is going to be on Iron Chef this Monday. I'm very excited.
She is, actually.
I keep forgetting.
She's going to be on versus Giada DePandy, whatever her name is.
Which I think Giada should have been like, I'm going up against Rachel Ray. She should make two dishes with her fucking
30-minute
meals.
And I'm bringing my forehead, whatever.
You guys know the Malta Mario?
Yeah. Mario Batali.
Celeb chef Mario Batali, two new Michelin stars. Those are the restaurants, four stars.
For people that don't know, the first time ever this year, the Michelin Guide is actually being released for restaurants in America. It's usually just in France and in Europe.
What's a Michelin Guide?
The Michelin Guide is like Zagat's. It's a guide to restaurants. And being given a Michelin star is actually a really great honor. It's not the same thing like how something is four stars here. Two stars.
Oh, it's different. I was wrong.
It's a different scale. Two stars means you're damn awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he got two new Michelin stars. Didn't protect him from a merciless basting at Tuesday's dinner kicking off the New York Comedy Festival. I like this guy now. From his alleged past drug use to his rumored romp with Courtney Love,
nothing was
off the menu.
Man likes ham. Come on.
When Batali sat down in an ornate high-backed chair on the stage at Capitale. Is that his restaurant?
Capitale, yeah. No, it's a club. Club/restaurant.
Let's eat there. He drinks beer, feeds all day, is constantly getting massages from transvestite hookers. Basically, Mario is a Kobe human, said Tad Allen from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Don't expect to see him in the kitchen at Babbo, though. Mario hasn't actually cooked since 1979, unless you count free basting. Ah, that fat ass. Comic Mario Cantone, the faggot, accused Batali of giving him the runs by serving dishes he's cooked in real time on his Food Network show. Mario says it's al dente, said Cantone. It's raw. Slow the fuck down. Crystal meth isn't a spice. Commenting on his reported closeness to rocker Love, Allen joked that Batali has been trying to find someone higher than his cholesterol. You're doing Courtney Love? Asked fellow chef Anthony Bourdain. This is not the first time you have been accused of working with tainted meat.
I'm liking Anthony Bourdain now.
I love Anthony Bourdain.
Batali biographer Bill Buford has described the chef's purported experimentation with drugs, but Batali's reps vouch and says and vouched that he now confines himself to legal escapes and is happy to wed Susie Khan, which is something else to mock. He married into the Coach Leather family, says Nick DiPaolo. This is a real comic. You know what I mean? Like, you're at the roast for this guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny. You were married into the Coach Leather family. That explains the texture of his veal. Others also pointed out Batali's ample girth to an audience that included Julia Stiles, Michael Stipe, Jeff Zucker.
Was no one good free that night.
Artie Lang suggested Batali would be perfect to star in the Rosie O'Donnell story and also said if he got stung by and that he'd resemble Kiefer Sutherland if he got stung by bees. You're double size, you can star in a show called 48. Also there, Stanley Tucci, Sarah Jones, Emeril Lagasse, Sarah Silverman, Greg Giraldo, and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Everyone was out of town.
Returning the compliments, Batali gave as good as he got, even firing off digs at Rachel Ray and Rocco Desperado, who didn't make the dinner. I am curious what you'd say about
Rocco's
Rachel Ray.
Rocco's unemployed, and he didn't make the dinner.
Right. Oh, Belgian Bear asks, where's Meryl Streep on that over 60 list?
Oh, she should be
all right. Because she's gorgeous.
She should be all right there. Come on. Oh, over 60. Is
she's not on the list.
Is she over 60, though? Maybe she's like 59.
Give us the top 10.
Top 10, 10 down. Number 10, Debbie Harry. Number 9, Sophia Loren. Number 8, Lauren Hutton. Number 7, Vanessa Redgrave. Number 6, Joanna Lumley, better known as Patsy on Absolutely Fabulous. Number 5, Honor Blackman.
She's over 60?
Yeah.
Wow.
Number 5, Honor Blackman, who's British, and I believe the one that said that black people should go back to the colonies, but whatever. Number okay. 4, I thought it was funny.
That's not Webster's definition of not pretty.
You know, number 4, Susan Sarandon. Number 3, Charlotte Rampling. Number 2, Goldie Hawn. And number 1, Helen Mirren.
All right. Thank you so much, Patrice.
Right. And thank you, 20th Century Fox, for whatever you paid to make the top of that stupid fucking list. We all believe it.
The Queen Helen was a Mirren. Good movie, though. The Queen was a good movie.
I can't quit jerking off to her. Helen Mirren.
Ew.
I can't help it.
That's terrible.
Age is a number. Age is a number. And so, what's that?
Paris Hilton is a cunt.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Patrice. Of course, Boston Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you guys then. Peace.
Keithandthegirl.com.